Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yay! Well, like I was saying, we got an exciting lineup today. I'm excited to talk about wealth. Is wealth a choice or is wealth a chance? Wow. Isn't that thought-provoking? Well, let's begin by hearing Diane Reeves. I just want to testify.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned it. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. Spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. Sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret
You know, I just want to give thanks to the Most High God.
Thank you so much.
As we begin to center our mind, centering our thoughts, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. And on this line, we recognize the divine sources, God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that my God is not. Oh, I give thanks, I give thanks, I give thanks. As we begin by centering our mind, centering our thought, taking in a deep breath through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, breathing into the heart. Because the heart has wisdom and releasing through the mouth. Today, family, let's breathe. Let's breathe. And release. Let's take in another deep breath. Breathing in through the nose. Holding it to the point of vibration. Holding to the count of eight. Releasing through the mouth and breathing into the heart. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. Breathe. And release. Wow. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And as we open our heart to the divine transcending power in us, as us, all around. And as we recognize that we are made in the image and likeness, but not just made. We are the image and likeness. We are the individualized expression of the divine source. So So as we call forth that transcending power, the beloved I Am presence, from this transcending power, I ask, come Holy Spirit and speak. That every word of my mouth come Holy Spirit and speak. And every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. Oh, come Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove all of me, Holy Spirit. Remove all of me, Holy Spirit. Remove every human created thought. Come, God. Come in the consciousness of Christ. Remove every human created ego. That I may come empty this morning, Holy Spirit, and fly like an eagle. And that I may be filled by the light. And may the light overflow. And may I speak from the transcending power of the God Goddess as me. May I speak from the power source. May I speak from my higher mind to their people today, God. May my words be your words. May my thoughts be your thoughts. May you possess. As I ask you to give me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me today. As I speak the words of this prayer, I ask it to be your words today, God. You know the requirements of your people. There's no separation in spirit. So in this final moment, I give thanks for the very mere presence of myself and the very mere presence of each and every person on this line under the sound of my voice. I give thanks. I give thanks for the message. Is wealth a choice or is wealth chance? I give thanks that you have downloaded into my heart the words to speak to your people, God. Come, transcending power. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and anoint this line. Raise the frequency of the vibration of this line to the highest level of frequency on this line that we may operate in a high consciousness today, that we may come as our beloved I Am presence. As we come in this right now moment, God, we invoke and invite the presence of you into this call. Come, God. Come, Holy Spirit. In our spiritual community, come. Archangels, angels, ascended masters, spirit guides, and master guides, and our heavenly hosts, come, ancestors, that we may hear a word from you today. As we call forth the anointing of this line, that we call forth a higher version of ourselves, the greater version, that we may operate in who we've been called to come to the earth, God. I'm asking for our soul's goals to unfold this morning as we hear the desires of our heart, God. I'm asking for an anointing. I'm asking for supernatural explosive blessings, Holy Spirit. I'm asking for supernatural explosive favor over this line today, God. I'm asking for your blessings to rain down profusely over each and every one of us in this right now moment. Come, God, and do your will in us, as us, all around us. Come, transcending power. Come, infinite wisdom, and do your stuff. Do your stuff, God, as I surrender to the presence and the power of myself in me, as me, all around me. As I may be used as a vessel. You say you don't need our help, you just need our permission. On today, God, I give you permission to use my words, my voice, to speak to your people today. And may the words that come from my mouth speak to somebody's heart today, God. May they speak to somebody's mind today, God. And may we go forth and be blessed today and be reminded of who we are. Recognizing that we are a divine heir of all that is good on this planet. We are a divine gift to the planet God. We are the divine presence as you manifested on earth. And I just give thanks that you loved us so much that you placed all of yourself inside of us. And said, go and represent me. Express me on the planet. You chiseled magnificent on a heart and say you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. Go, Reverend Knight. Go, boy. Oh, thank you, God. I'm just one grateful somebody to ask a special blessing around our beautiful sister today as she lays to rest her beautiful sister. We send love and light to the family of Naja J. Brown. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Oh, no, it's tomorrow. Where we still send love and light as they prepare to rest. We ask you to send comfort and love to the family, God. We ask these things in your son's name, nature, and consciousness. In the consciousness of Christ, we give thanks for this opportunity to send love and light to Naja J. Brown and her family. Thank you, God. And so it is. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Wow, it's already 6:17. Welcome to the Love Journey, Inc. And as we invite and invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit, the archangels, the angels, the ascended masters, we say good morning to the earth, the universe, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, land and the soil. Good morning, beneficent angels, archangels, and ascended masters, and spirit guides, and master guides. And as we invite and invoke the presence of the ancestors, as we give thanks for those who have walked this journey before us, as we stand here upon their shoulders, coming as one, standing as many, we give thanks, ancestors, for your legacy and your love. I give thanks to my mom, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Mom. And to all of our known and unknown ancestors, we give thanks to Miss Colette Grant. We give thanks to all those who have walked this planet. Good morning to my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. Love to the gods and goddesses on the call this morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey, Inc., and I am Janine Ann Ingram, an author, transformational coach, speaker, master speaker, visionary, filmmaker, radio personality. I could go on. I'm an author of a book called Born to Be Rich. And I'm excited to be here today to be reminded of God's love, to be reminded that we are the image and likeness of God. And as we center our mind on divine love, I just want us to give a small opportunity to just think and thank God for the presence of us. As we begin to think about and reminisce on a time that we felt love, and I want you to just remember that feeling and just pour that love upon you this morning. I want you to take this time and pour the love upon your heart and your mind. And your soul. I want you to love you right now, just in this right now moment. I just want you to take this minute and honor the divine presence of you. And I just want you to place your hand over your heart and give yourself permission to love and honor and cherish and embrace the most beautiful individualized expression of God called you. You see, it's amazing. Love is amazing. And I finally began to get the words to articulate why love is amazing. Why loving yourself is amazing, because it removes the veil of the mysteries of life when we begin to love and honor and cherish. Because the more pure your heart becomes, the more the universe opens up and shares the intimacies of life. It removes the veil. Curtains that have us blinded by our human experience. Today, just take this few minutes to love you. Just give thanks for the opportunity to love you. Give thanks for your beautiful body, this amazing temple that you've been given to operate in. Thank you, God, for creating me. Thank you, God, for creating me to be me. Thank you, God, for the near presence that I am the gift. I just want you to remember you are a gift to this planet. And you were so divinely created. You were so divinely handmade and so divinely loved, Spirit of the universe. It cradled you and placed you specifically in a specific place to create everything that you are, your talents, your gifts, your purpose. And you were so loved and so honored and so celebrated. Because you were you. All the heavenly host said, go forth and know that I'm always with you and I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. All you have to do is acknowledge me. All you have to do is be still and know that you are never alone. That you are so worthy and so deserving to be loved. So deserving to be honored and cherished. Because you are so divine, so magnificent, that you are deserving to be honored and given thanks just because you are. So in this right now moment, just love you. Love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Oh, yeah, I'm in love with you. Just tell yourself, I'm in love with you. I love you, and you are amazing. You are the gift. You are exactly what the world's been waiting for. And the world is waiting to experience your greatness because you are magnificent, amazing, and divine. Own it today to know it. That nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it. And I'm going to move on. I know we didn't have a lot of time for that, but I just wanted to make sure that we honor the gift today. And that gift is you. We have to learn to value human capital. Ourselves, our family, our friends, people are more important than bricks and mortar and all these other things. We have to learn to value. But we can only value when we see value in ourselves. So today, value you. You are more than enough. You are more than worthy. Are you feeling love today? Welcome to your love experience. I'm going to turn it over so we can sing our song. I just want to testify. Go.
Excuse me. Good morning, beautiful lady love.
Good morning, good morning.
And what a beautiful and wonderful day it is, and giving thanks for all of our blessings. Good morning to our Love Journey family, and good morning to our Blog Talk callers. We welcome you. It's another beautiful day for us to love up on ourselves in this beautiful love vibration. So let's do that. On the count of three, we're going to sing, I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. So I invite you to unmute your phones, like get in that beautiful spirit of love, and let's do it on the count of three. One, two, I love you so much. Keep that love flowing. Keep it growing, because it's all about us. It's all about love. And it's back to you, Lady Love. Namaste. Be blessed.
Yes, yes. All right. Thank you so much. I love myself so much, so much. We're going to keep it moving. Thank you so much. And we're going to bring in Joy reading from one of those beautiful books. I'm not sure what she's reading from today.
Well, good morning, Love Journey family and Block Radio. Yes, yes, yes. Well, may as well start off with the daily inspiration. Is that okay?
Whatever you say, baby.
All righty. Well, greetings to you. Oh, blessed children of the Most High Rock State of God. As we are, Reverend Mama Joy, returning to the Love Journey, Mike, and welcoming our new callers this morning as I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. Yes, and also reminding us that we are in the second day of March, our month of manifestation. Our color is light green. Our physical center is our lower back. And the spiritual faculty for this month of March is strength. This morning, I'm reading from our writer, Alberta Ware. This is Wednesday, and her theme is this. It's okay to change. Yeah, it is okay to change. You know, sometimes we need to stop. We need to stop, take stock of our life, our world, and our affairs, and give ourselves permission to make changes. Little Jesus says we need to remind ourselves that change reflects growth, while stagnation and inactivity will keep us in a rut. Tell yourself right now, it is okay to change. It is okay to decide to go a new God-urged direction. It is okay to decide to go into something new. Remind yourself regularly that to desire to change and not affect change blocks the flow of good that God has in store for your life. You know, you can't make a change and then want to block the flow. That's no change. And there's a reason. Because there's no reason to worry about how others will respond. No reason to worry about how they respond for the changes that you make that are God-urged and God-based. Those benefit everyone. Change provides new options and makes us aware of untapped potential for a new, exciting life, a life more in line with God's desire for us. So this day, March 2nd, 2016, 16. Take time right now to thank God for guidance. Thank God for wisdom as you make long-desired changes in your life. Give thanks to God. Thank God for guidance and change. The scripture supporting this is Psalms 23:3. It says, He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen, amen. Namaste.
Yes, yes, yes. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Joy.
Thank you, love.
Mm-hmm. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice. Oh, my gosh.
I'm back.
Yes, yes.
Thank
this
you.
This emancipation, a proclamator herself, right?
Amen, amen. Getting it together. Made that change.
All right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Today is March 2nd. I couldn't remember if today was Tuesday or Wednesday. So today is the day that, thank you, Miss LaRue, Naja's sister is being put away. I don't know if you all remember that her sister was in the hospital and she made her transition. And today the family is honoring and celebrating her life today. And so we want to send love and light to Naja J. Brown and her family. We want to send love to Naja and just keep sending her love and light. Naja is so amazing, such a gift to the planet. And so I'm grateful that we've had the opportunity to allow for her presence in this community. She makes a difference. Her voice, you know, she got one of them thunderous, powerful voices. And I'm just simply grateful for who she is and how she show up on the planet. So let's just send love and light today to our beautiful sister, Naja J. Brown, and her family as they move through their processes, as we ask God to encourage them and keep them comforted through the process. Because even though we know there's no separation in spirit, there is a physical human part of us that miss the physical presence of our family members and our loved ones when they make that transition. So today we send love, we send light, and we give thanks when there is no separation. So as the human part of us go through the process, we send love and comfort to the family and friends of Taboola, thanking God for the opportunity that she came to the planet and left her gifts and her legacy. We give thanks that she has done such an amazing job. She was, and she will be revered and remembered in so many dear hearts. And so we give thanks. Wow, God is amazing. I tell you, God is amazing. God is absolutely amazing. So the question today, as we continue on March, manifest March, the question is wealth a choice or is wealth a chance? Now, we've talked about this once before. Some of you all may have been here, some of you all may not. But some of you all may not know the story of Napoleon Hill's stepmom. And as I read deeply into, did more research, I didn't even know this. I just found this out. That Napoleon Hill was such a menace to society that when he was introduced to his stepmother, that his dad, well, at the time she wasn't a stepmother, she was dating his dad. His dad introduced him as the worst young man that ever stepped foot on the planet. And she bent down because he was like 9 or 10 at that time. And he was carrying a gun. Can you imagine having a gun at 10, 11 years old? And she looked in his eyes and said, he's not the worst. He's absolutely the most wonderful kid that ever stepped the planet. And she said to him that he just hadn't had the opportunity to express. So when she married Napoleon Hill's dad, convinced Napoleon Hill to turn his gun in for a typewriter. And instead of living out the stories, create stories and make stories by creating small stories. And that's what Napoleon Hill started to do. Isn't that amazing? Somebody can come in your life and see your greatness
He said, because nobody else had ever said anything good about him. It was just so amazing. He said it touched his heart. Somebody saw some good in him. So anyway, I'm going to read this story again. It's called The Experience, The Miracle of Life. And she called it Mastering Poverty, but I call it Mastering Prosperity. This is Napoleon Hill's words. He said, when I was a small boy, I heard a very dramatic speech on the subject of poverty, which made a lasting impression on my mind, and I'm sure that the speech was responsible for my determination to mastering poverty, despite the fact that I had been born in poverty and had never known anything except poverty. See, the speech came from my stepmother shortly after she came into our home, and she took one of the most forlorn, poverty-stricken, below the poverty line places I had ever known and turned it around. And the speech was as follows. This place which we call home is absolutely a disgrace to all of us. It's a handicap for our children. And see, we are all able-bodied people, and there's no need for us to accept poverty when we know that it is the result of nothing but laziness or indifference. You see, if we stay here and accept the idea conditions under which we now live, our children will grow up and accept these same conditions. I do not like poverty. I have never accepted poverty as my lot, and I shall not accept it today. For this moment, I do not know what our first step will be in our break for freedom from poverty, but I do know this much. I do know we shall make that break successfully, no matter how long it may take, how many sacrifices we may have to make. I intend that our children shall have the advantage of good education. But more than this, I intend that they shall be inspired with the ambition to master poverty. Somebody moving around. You see, poverty is a disease which once is accepted, it becomes a fixation which is hard to shake off. Well, somebody ought to say amen, and then I'm going to say that one more time. Let me say that again. Poverty is a disease which once is accepted, it becomes a fixation which is hard to shake off. Somebody didn't hear that. Did you know poverty was a disease which once it is accepted becomes a fixation which is hard to shake off? You see, it's no disgrace to be born in poverty, but it must, most decidedly, is a disgrace to accept this birthright as an irrevocable situation. She said, there's no disgrace to be born in it. Decidingly is a disgrace to accept this as a birthright, as irrevocable. See, we live in the richest and greatest country civilization has yet produced. Here, opportunity beckons to everyone who has the ambition to recognize and embrace it. And as far as this family is concerned, if opportunity does not beckon to us, we shall create our own opportunity to escape this sort of life. So what she's saying there, if opportunity don't come to you, then you make your own opportunity. Somebody ought to say amen for that one too. See, poverty is like creating, like creeping paralysis. Slowly it destroys the desire for freedom. It strips one of the ambition to enjoy better things of life, and it undermines the personal initiative. Also, it conditions one mind for the acceptance of myriads of fears, including the fear of ill health, the fear of criticism, the fear of physical pain. Our children are too young to know the dangers of accepting poverty as their lot, but I shall see to it that they are made conscious of these dangers, and I shall see to it also that they become prosperity conscious, that they expect prosperity and become willing to pay the price for prosperity. I have quoted this speech, he said, from memory, but this is substantially what my stepmother said to my father in my presence. shortly after they were married, that first step in the break from poverty, which she mentioned in her speech, came when my stepmother inspired my father to enter Louisville Dental College, and he became a dentist. Matter of fact, one of the most prominent dentists in our community. And she paid for his training with the life insurance money she received from the death of her first husband. You see, with the income from that investment in my father, she sent her three children, me and my young brother, through college and started each of us on the road to mastering the idea of prosperity. And as for myself, she was so instrumental in placing me in a position where the late Andrew Carnegie gave me an opportunity such as no other author ever received, an opportunity which permitted me to learn from more than 500 of the top-ranking successful men who collaborated with me in giving the world a practical philosophy of personal achievement, a philosophy based on the know-how of my collaborators gained from their lifetime experiences. This came from a book called You Can Work Your Own Miracle by Napoleon Hill. It's on page 75 and 76. I wanted to read that to you today. Again, I know I did once before, but I wanted to read to you that because it made me think about so many things. Why do we accept poverty as our lot? And if prosperity is a choice, why have we chosen lack as our direction? I wanted us to think about how are we choosing to live our life today? Are we choosing prosperity or are we choosing? This lady can come into what they call one of the most forlorn, poverty-stricken, and what we probably would have called bad kids, bad children, and she turned it around just by her words and just by her being intentional. I thought, wow. So in this other article, this is a personal development article, wanted to also read to us. I wanted to read the part about how, well, maybe I'll just tell it because it's a long, pretty long article. What I wanted to talk to you about is how we speak over our children and how we speak over ourselves. One of the things that I saw in reading these articles about Napoleon Hill's young life and his stepmother. His stepmother never allowed anybody from the day she stepped into that house and married Napoleon Hill's father to call Napoleon Hill anything other than his greatness. And she got up every morning and she reminded me of what our grandmothers used to do. I'm sure most of our grandmothers did all the same things, and our great-grandmothers. You know how grandmothers used to get up at 3, 4 o'clock, or maybe 4:30 in the morning, get in their prayer closet and pray, and then they come and anoint the house? She got up every morning and anointed her home and spoke over her children, her husband's life every day, and she called forth their greatness. You see, sometimes we get so new that we forget that some of the tools that our grandparents and ancestors used to call forth their greatness is things that we can still do today. So maybe we need to get up in the morning a little earlier and call forth the greatness in our house, in our own self, and in our community. She changed. Can you imagine a kid who was running around with a gun, being a menace to society? She convinced him to change his gun in for a typewriter. And not once did she ever punish him. Not once did she ever whoop him. Not once, all she did was sit down and talk to him and told him how good he could be if he decided, because the choice was his. He could choose to live this life and end up in jail, or he could choose to make something out of his life and leave a legacy. And he chose to leave a legacy. We never hear too many stories about the greatness or behind the greatness. Because even though we know Napoleon Hill, we never heard of his stepmother. We don't even know his stepmother's name. But think about it. If she hadn't decided out of her mouth that she wanted to speak the greatness of Napoleon Hill, we would never have had the gift that Napoleon Hill had to share with the world, which is Think and Grow Rich, the Laws of Success. I attribute a lot of my thought processes to Napoleon Hill. That's the first book I read when I was about 11, 12 years old that told me I could make a difference, that I had the power within me, that I can be anything that I wanted to be if I choose to be it, and that I could acquire and get anything in life that I desire. And I had that choice. I had to make the intention to make that happen, though. What are we choosing today? What is the demonstrations that's showing up in our life? We got to decide today to make those changes that's going to equip us with the things that we really want to bring in our experiences and be the legacy that we want to leave on this planet. By the time we leave on the planet, they should know who you are. You should have your books and your songs and whatever it is that your gift is to the planet. If it's a book, write that book. If it's a painting, paint that painting. If it's a song, write that song and sing your song. And if you don't know, then be still and find out. But leave your legacy, because wealth is a choice. Wealth don't mean the same for everybody. No. Wealth may not mean billions for you. It may not even mean millions for you. Life could be just about being comfortable. It may be hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It could be anything, but whatever it is, it's you, and you decide that. So today, become intentional. This whole month is about becoming being intentional about what it is we want to bring into this experience. If it is money we want to bring into the experience, then be that money. If it's more great health, then be the health. Speak to your body. You can speak to every cell in your body. Every morning, get up and thank every cell in your body. And where the spaces are that need a little more love because it's been causing you a little bit of pain, then speak to the pain. Speak to that area, because that's the area that needs more love. And ask it to reveal to you what it is that you must do to bring it back into the truth of what it is, the whole perfect and complete space. Speak to your body. Speak to your organs, your kidneys, your heart. And even if you're not in a space where you're having dis-ease, still speak to your body and give thanks. When I get up in the morning, I give thanks that I can get up and walk. Some of my friends can't even wear high heel shoes. Their knees and their back hurting them. I just give thanks. Oh, thank you, God. Because I can't imagine living life without a high heel shoe. I can't imagine living life not being able to break it down when I need to dance because my knees hurt me. I can't imagine not being able to type because my wrist hurt me. Give thanks for the small parts of your body. Give thanks for the money substance you do have. If it's a penny, give thanks. Multiply it. Do you know blessing a situation multiplies it? And I know you say, well, I blessed it enough, and it ain't doing nothing. Let me tell you. When you take a seed and you plant it into the ground, everything takes its own divine time to grow. But you got to keep watering it. You got to keep nourishing it. Now, one time do you put a seed in plant and say, oh, well, I'm not sure if it's going to grow. No, you keep watering it and you keep nourishing it with the expectation that it's going to grow into whatever it is that you know you planted. That's the same thing when we plant seeds into someone's life, when we call forth something in our own life. You got to keep watering it. You got to keep nourishing it. What does that look like? That means you got to keep loving it. If you spent 50 years of your life or 40 years of your life and disease has showed up in your body, you can't think that you're going to do it in 1 year. It could. It's possible. But sometimes it may take longer. Sometimes it may not. Whatever it is it takes, you got to keep speaking to it. You got to speak to those dry bones in your life. Speak to the dry bones. Until they shake, rattle, and roll. Speak to those dry bones till they get up and move and do what they've been called forth to do. call forth the money substance. Whatever the highest bill you have in your pocket in your house right now, take that bill out and look at that bill and bless that bill and thank the bill. Or if you only have, if you got money in your bank account, bless the money in your bank account. If you in the minus and you don't know where you're getting that from, bless it anyway. Because what is money? Money is God's good in expression. If money is God's good in expression, and money is energy, and money is God's love for us, then why are you blocking the opportunity to bring more of it into your space? Unconsciously or consciously. If health is God's gift to our planet, then why don't you deserve great health? You got to ask your body, what must I do to bring you back into the experience of the truth that I am? If you desire a divine love mate, then thank God for the presence of what you are in this right now moment, and know that you are your biggest lover, and that nobody can ever love you better than you can love you. And as you become the love, you will attract the divine mate that you desire to have in your space. But be the love. Be the love. Be the money. Be the help. Speak to your situations. And stop calling God about your problems and tell your problems how big your God is. Speak to your problems, because we know God already got you. You know the universe is friendly to your desires. You better look at those problems and say, my God got me. So you might as well just move up out the way, wherever it is. If it's lack of love, lack of money, lack of health, lack of anything, you know God is always there. You know that you are made in abundance. You know everything that was created for you, by you, and around you, so that you can enjoy it. So you need to speak to those mountains in your life. And I know some of us are afraid to move forward. I know fear sometimes can be very debilitating. We look at Moses' life. We really hear the story, but do we really hear the story? Moses was absolutely devastated. He was stuttering when God told him he had to go speak to Pharaoh. God, I think you better choose Aaron. Aaron can speak a whole lot better than me. He was sick. His voice went away. He couldn't even talk no more. God said, this is for you. This is a divine plan for Moses. It's not Aaron's. This is your divine assignment. And Moses could not hardly get the words out. Not me, God. Not me, God. And God said, yes, you. Shoes off. But God wasn't really talking about take the shoes off his feet. He was telling him to take the lens off his thoughts. Take the fear out your mind. Expand your mind, Moses, and know that I am with you. And he said, well, who should I say sent me? I am that I am has sent you. Think about it. If we stopped whenever we were in fear and said, why am I in fear? And said to myself, because that's what I do whenever I feel fear. I'm like, oh, no, I am sent me here. When somebody is up against me, I don't worry about it, because I say to them, even if it's in my mind, I am that I am have sent me here. And I'm clearly knowing that this is where I am. And nothing can stop what God has provided for us to do. Nobody and nothing can stop it. You see, because when you get in agreement, everything in the universe get in agreement. Even the people who wouldn't even thought they would support you. Even those who thought they was your enemy. They didn't even know they wasn't your enemy. And they would come and support you. That's how cold God is when you get in alignment with your purpose. Even those who thought, and I say they thought they was your enemy, because in the real deal of the life, the only enemy is the enemy that's inside of you. There'll never be an enemy outside of you unless there's an enemy inside of you. So even those who think they might be your enemy, even they will get in alignment. That's how cold the universe. That's what it means when it says, I will make your enemies your footstool. Meaning that they won't even know why they're doing what they do. They won't even understand why they're operating in your space and doing what they're doing. Because God sent them. Today, know you are not alone. Whatever your purpose, whatever your desires, whatever you've been called to the planet to do, you are not alone. The universe is friendly to your desire. The universe is friendly to your desire. Albert Einstein said, the universe is friendly to your desires. And I just want to remind you that God won't give you a vision without provision. Sometimes we can't see it all the time because we got to take that first step. Don't think that Moses wasn't even afraid the first time he went and faced Moses, Pharaoh. He was afraid. He threw that doggone stick down and the snake came and he about to run and God said, no, Moses, go face your fears. I am with you. You never are alone. He had to do it 9 times before he parted the Red Sea. There was no way Moses was going to start out parting the Red Sea, even though he had the power to part the Red Sea from the very beginning. But he had to work up his courage. He had to work up his faith every time he showed up in front of Pharaoh. He got stronger and stronger. So when you think about Pharaoh metaphorically, Pharaoh is our fears that we are afraid to face. And every time we face our fears, guess what happens? We get a little stronger. And every time we show up, we get a little stronger. And every time we show up, we get a little stronger. The next thing you know, you'll be doing it second nation. God's showing up through you. And the God is showing up through you. And you'll be like, wow, was that me? Did I really do that? Oh, I tell you, it's beautiful to unfold, grow, and expand and get stronger. But guess what? See, preparation, I see so many people stay in preparation. Well, I'm preparing, well, I'm getting ready, I'm taking a class, and they never show up for themselves because they never feel confident enough. So they're always in some kind of class. I'm talking about some of the most powerful, dynamic, amazing people never show up because they're always in preparation. Don't let that be your story. They say the richest place in the planet is the graveyard. Why? Because there's so many songs that didn't never get sang. There's so many paintings that never got painted. There's so many books that never got written. So many purposes that never got lived out. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be your story. Don't let your story go to the grave. Because if you never hear this again, you matter. Your story is important, and somebody needs your story because your story is tied to so many other destinations. You know, just think if I hadn't stood up and said, okay, I'll go ahead and do it for a few days, but I'm not going to keep doing this prayer. And I even just starting out, I was like, no, I'm not going to do this prayer. I don't got time for that. I got to get up and pray and meditate with my own God and me teach somebody how to live God. I don't even go to church. I don't even read the Bible. How am I going to do that? This is what I was thinking in my mind. But I tell you again, God does not call to qualify. He qualifies the call. When you've been called to the planet to do a certain thing, you don't need a piece of paper. You don't need nothing but what God has already qualified. You see, all that other stuff is man. You've been qualified the day you were born. See, you've been qualified the day you were born. See, the day you were born, you were placed specifically in your mother's womb, specifically for plans for success. And no other two people on this whole planet could have created the most divine presence other than the two people that created you. The genetic pool that those two people had was created just because God wanted you to be on the planet. It took me a long time to recognize that because I couldn't understand how in the world of all the people in the world, how come my mother had to be get pregnant by somebody who raped her? Why has my mother got to be hooked on drugs? Why do I get to do this, God? I don't want to be here. I don't like being mistreated. I don't want to be on the planet. Stop the world. Let me off, God, because it's a trick, and I don't want to do it no more. And God had to sit me down real clearly and say, no, babe, you got it wrong. It's never been a trick. yeah, your dad may have raped your mom. And yeah, what they may have meant for harm, I meant for good. See, I come to tell you what I've created, nobody can put us under. And nobody else could have created you to be you other than the two people who created you to be you. Now, maybe you don't like what you see right now. But what, I got a plan that's going to blow your mind, that's going to even blow your own mind. See, I got an Ephesians 3:20 kind of life if you just surrender to the will of what I've been created you for. If you just surrender to the goals of your soul, I tell you, your mind will be blown with the gifts and the love that the universe will offer you. I said, really, God? He said, yeah. How do I do that, God? Just be still and know. That's my story. You are never alone. And your past is important to your future. See, some of us want to forget our past and we did some things so devastating, so wrong. But let me tell you what they meant for harm, God meant for good. And everything that has happened in your past is because of you today. None of that, everything that you've done, anything that you've been a part of, everything shaped you today. Anything would have slightly changed, it would have changed who you are today. Remember, your gifts and your talents came to shine bright on the planet. And we had to go through the processes to let our light shine. The diamonds have to go through the fire to be who they are. But guess what? Everything was for a purpose. It's not in spite of, it's because of. Your greatness is because of your past. Every man, every woman, everything, every child, everything that's ever came in your past was important to your future. So I say to you, go forth and let your story be told. Go forth and let the world know who you are. Let your light shine today. Don't dim your shine because you're afraid of somebody else's conversation. Shine your light. Let your light shine and know that you were meant to be on this planet for such a time as this to shine your gifts on this world. Let your gifts come forth. The word says that our gifts will make room for us. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm going to let our beautiful Linda, Coach Linda, in. If she's here this morning. Oh, okay, she just said she's speaking to her mom right now. All right, you know what? We haven't opened the floor in a couple of days. Anybody got any questions, comments, or concerns? It's 7:04. Yep. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Tashley.
Good morning, Love Journey. Good morning, Janine. You are absolutely wonderful. This is Chastity from Atlanta, Georgia. This was absolutely wonderful this morning. I had the opportunity to listen, even with my 9-year-old sitting here next to me, just listening to it all. I first loved the story about Napoleon Hill, and I just want to bring out a couple of points in the story. Just because it inspired me on many levels this morning, is the one biggest thing that I really want everyone to take away is why he is remembered and how people know who he is and how his legacy was protected. And that was really through life insurance and really understanding that. And it's not really taking the time to plug for me or anything else like that. I just really want the community and people to really understand the importance of it. It's not about just a death or anything else like that. It's those type of things that allow us to continue on and allow our stories to continue to be heard for generations to generations to come. If that money was not there and she didn't have that lump sum of money to be able to invest into his father and really change his life, we would not know him, like you said, that the way that we do now. And so many lives have been impacted from just sowing that seed. So I absolutely love that this morning, and I just really wanted to reiterate that. So for whoever is on the verge, my little one is okay. For whoever is on the verge of, you know, still contemplating what to do, you know, just do what you have to do, because that story really does volumes. You had so many nuggets. I'm going to let other people talk because I want to jump back in. But you had so many powerful, powerful nuggets. And I just love the fact that we have this platform and we're able to continue to challenge ourselves, challenge how we show up, and how authentic we can be. Another point that I really wanted to bring up is, you know, if your money is not right, if we're not showing up in that, to really look at that and to also give it time, because just like we sow any other seed, it's not going to just pop up right away, right? It does take time, sometimes shorter than others, but many times it just takes a seed and we have to continue on with the process. So I just love that you have so many powerful, powerful nuggets. And what may be wealth for one person is different for someone else. I know even for myself, when I had to write down, I always had like this figure in my mind, like, oh, I need multi-million dollars, I need this, I need that. But then when I really put to paper, Janine, what I really wanted to do with my life and the type of trips and the exposure I really wanted to have, I had real tangible numbers to work with, and it wasn't so lofty and so big and so, you know, off in the ethers. It was real tangible things that I was able to work with, and I was really able to manifest it. So you gave a lot of great, powerful nuggets this morning. I'm going to let somebody else jump in, and I'm going to just jump back in because I can go on and on. I mean, you have some great nuggets that really blessed me, and it was still tangible enough that my nine-year-old sat and listened to this morning. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chastity Wells. That's Chastity Wells from Georgia. Yay. All right, we got someone on Blog Talk Radio. Open up the line with 5764. Good morning. Let us know your name and where you're from. 5764, last four of your number.
Hi, my name is Pu'ulelani, and I'm calling from Omaha. And I just want to say about, I didn't catch the whole message, but I got a good part of it, and I want to say that, you know, I really feel the love and the light coming through, and, you know, you made me cry, girl. And that's why I just wanted to comment and say thank you. I really appreciate you just remembering and helping us remember who our names are and who we are.
Oh, my God, I love your name, Leilani. That is so beautiful. Thank you for calling in this morning. It is such a pleasure to hear your voice because I absolutely hear your heart. Oh, my God, I hear your heart. Thank you, Leilani. I love that name. What does Leilani mean?
My full name is Ku'u Leilani. It means a wreath of heavenly flowers. Leilani is a heavenly flower.
Wow, heavenly flower. So what do you do, Leilani?
Right now, I've been a nurse's aide for 10 years, and I'm about to start a new business adventure, an apprentice in, like, some carpentry work. So I'm pretty much a mom of, like, too many kids. But I know I'm always provided for and always looked out for, and no matter what, you know, I got that faith, and God makes connections, and, you know, I'm blessed. And I just got to keep on reminding myself that, you know, sometimes I forget and I get lost in the fear and I forget, you know, the truth and the knowledge that, you know, that I have acquired and I've gained and I can testify to. Sometimes you forget, and it's nice to hear somebody saying the same things that you tell yourself or that you know yourself. And I just appreciate that because that's real love. And, you know, I released a lot with what you were saying, and I felt that very healing, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Leilani. And if you're a painter, anything you do with your hands, I don't know, I just heard like you're a painter or something. I don't know if you like to paint, but if you do, paint your picture, paint that picture, paint that picture.
right on, I will, thank you.
Are you an artist?
No, I do a little bit of art. It runs in my family. My aunt's an artist. Yeah, we like to, I have my own creativity. I do it in my free time to get my downtime. I write and I color. And have fun stuff. I still do that girl stuff, you know.
Uh-huh. I love it, Leilani. Well, let your art shine. Whatever it is your plan, God has a mighty plan for you. The goddess of the universe has a plan for you, and it's big, and I can feel it. Thank you for calling, Leilani.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
All right, Esther, I know you had, you were next. Come on, Esther.
Good morning. I was, oh my goodness, I am so excited. What an amazing message, Janine, you know, and it's all a process, like you said, when you plant that seed, you know, and also buying into poverty, you know, again, you know, you can, it's a choice. It's a choice. You can choose wealth, or you can choose to be comfortable, you know, and accept what it is that appears to be yours. And for me, my experience was that I grew up in a situation where constantly I was told we were poor people, you know, and so that was a seed that was planted from very young. However, I am so thankful that I remembered that I am worthy of greatness and of all that I, you know, my heart desires, and that I am wealthy and that I am abundant. And as a child, I always observed nature, and nature is so abundant. And so, you know, just finding ways to nurture the truth of your own being, because you know it, you feel it, you know, there's a push. And, you know, so for me, I always knew I wasn't accepting what I was being told. You know, that wasn't my truth, you know? And so I'm grateful. You know, you really, really blessed my soul this morning with your message, your passion. And I thank you. You keep on shining, my sister. You're doing amazing work on the planet. And so thank you for showing up in my world.
Oh, Esther, you want to make me cry. Y'all about to make me. You had tears flowing down my eyes.
The truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. Thank you.
All right. Well, good morning. Anybody else have a question, comment, or concern? Star 6 or press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Love Journey. Good morning.
Hey, love. How are you? How are you? Yes, 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 yes. Amazing message. And I also had a little audience here with me this morning, too. And I really appreciate. Well, you know, well, you're always so unique, but Chastity, we get a lot of gold nuggets. But one of the things I do want to say, too, is that legacy is so important. And I love the way you're weaving in our ancestors and the spirit of our ancestors. And they do speak to us. They are very, very present to us. And that's one thing that they the desire is for us to be prosperous. And just knowing that and hearing the story that you did this morning, you may realize how important it is to speak like me and to my grandchildren. You know, they are my thrust right now. And right now, I'm driving towards them to do, but of course, even doing something for myself. But I just appreciate that. I just appreciate the story and storing in me, so I can have the courage to know that all of my ancestors, even Stone himself, Clement Stone, all of them, they're invested in us. Mm-hmm. They're invested in us. Because we're all one and we're all of one breath. And that's the universality that I'm growing to. And I'm accepting that. And as Esther said, you know, about our own truth. I get to nourish my own truth. It's all connecting with that cell you had with us yesterday. You know, it's amazing when you listen to the Love Journey and you can see how each day everything is connected. Everything is connected, and it has its own beam and stream of light, the truth to touch somebody, to make a difference in their life. And this morning, I thought I knew a lot about Clemens Stone, and I've heard that story before, but it's a new stream of life, and thank you for the nourishment. Thank you. Thank you, and bless you, dear heart. Bless you.
Thank you, Joy. I appreciate you having you in our community, having you remind us of our ancestors, reminding of the truth of who we are all the time, and it is a pleasure to have you to be a part of our community, and we honor and thank you as one of our elders in the community. Thank you so much.
Bless you, dear. You know, to me, it's like it's all emancipating. It's all liberating. It is. It is. Thank you so much, dear.
That's why I love Mama Joy. Love me for Mama Joy. Oh, my God. Say it. Say it. I just wanted to share again. I'm so fired up this morning.
All right, girl. You wanted to share some more?
No, I mean, she was just really on point, just sharing that as far as the legacy and just bringing that up, because that is something that is absolutely important, and I just love Mother Joy's energy and her vibration, because it resonates even deeper. So I just appreciate it, and yeah, just all of it. I'm just loving listening to everyone and how it resonated within everyone else. And hold on, I'll be right back, because I'm on a new mission this morning. I don't want to get messed up here. Give me 1 second, y'all. Love you.
Oh, my. Chastity Wells. That's Chastity Wells. That's Chastity Wells. Good morning, family. This is The Love Journey, and we are tuned in today talking about, is wealth a choice or is wealth a chance? And I guess I'll agree that it's a choice, huh? If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, push star 6, or on Blog Talk Radio, you can hit the 1 and we'll let you in. Come on, come on. Good morning. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns?
Love is, I mean, not only love, but money is a choice. It really is a choice.
Oh, love and money is a choice. Okay. That's really good. I love you said that. Because, you know, it makes me think about the fact that sometimes we think wealth is just money. Wealth is encompassing of all things. And thank you for reminding us that, Chastity, that wealth encompasses all things. Great health, money, love, career. And we get to choose how we want to move forward in our life with that by choosing how to move forward in life based on what it is we want in our desires. But we got to know that we can have it all, that we can have a great health, that we can have a great wealth, that we can have a great relationship and live in abundance and happiness and joy. Some people think we have to sacrifice one area to have the other area, and that's not true.
No, not at all. And I just wanted to chime back in. I apologize. I'm actually doing something a little different this morning, so I was trying to get my bearings together before I really just hone in and speak from my heart, because I wanted to make sure I'm still being socially responsible with what I'm doing. But the thing is, it really is a choice, Janine. I was sharing with you on something that I was reading last week, how, you know, if we looked at our finances as like a sickness that needs to be handled, right? Like if we look, because that's truly what poverty is. It's a sickness. It's not the fullness of God. It's not anything like that. Poverty doesn't make us feel good, just like a sickness or a cold doesn't make us feel good. And if we look at it like that and really do the work to get rid of it and to really clear ourselves of that sickness, we would all feel better. But instead, we adopt this attitude like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, God thinks it's okay for us to be like this or whatever the case may be. And it's like, that's the furthest from the truth, because we do have the choice. We do have the actual birthright to walk in prosperity. That's prosperity in our health, prosperity in our mind, and prosperity in our finances. We do deserve that. Like, if a person had cancer, we would never tell that person, Janine, oh, well, you just deal with it. You just deal with it. No, that's a lie. We wouldn't ever tell someone that. We would make sure that they got the proper screening, whether it was chemo, whether it was eating cleaner. We would encourage that person to live their God-best dream. We would pray for that person. We would send all types of positive energy to that person. But when a person says, oh, well, I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of being sick and tired. Well, you know, some things we just ain't got a choice about. Man, miss me with that. That's the furthest from the truth. So that's what I really wanted to get in and say. So I'm glad that's where the conversation was leading. I love listening to everyone's heart this morning. And it's really just sharing and just moving in that energy and just understanding more. I love it. I feel it. It felt good to me. And I just really wanted just to share that too, because that was an aha moment for me, Janine. I even shared it with you last week as I had read it, like, oh my goodness, if we really looked at being broke or in poverty, like a person with cancer or something like that, we would take the matter more serious and show up in a more holistic approach with really clearing our energy and living our God-best dreams. Because truly, it is our choice. It really is our choice. So I just love it, and I thank you so much. Every single day, you just find another way to just challenge us, challenge our way of thinking, our ideology. Even once we think we're out of a box, once I think I'm out of a box, it's still you find a way to kick at that box and be like, hey, well, have you ever thought about? And I'm like, man, I'm constantly growing. So I honor you, Goddess. Thank you so much, and thank you for everyone on the call. And Mama Joy, I just love you. I always feel so happy when I hear your voice.
I honor you too, Goddess. I think you're awesome, and I love how you're showing up on the planet. That's Chastity Nelson. She has her own radio show as well, talking about money and life insurance, right? Money Matters. What's the name of your show?
Yes, ma'am, Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Every Tuesday
on radio. Yes, but you know, I don't know the number by heart now, right now, and I'm sitting in this car.
I wasn't going to ask you for the number. I was just going to say 7 p.m. Central, right?
No, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
I'm an East Coast girl.
That's right. That's right. She's an East Coast. She's a weekend girl. She's an East Coast girl. All right. It must mean it's time for you to come to Chicago and hang out with your sister.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready and do our information if there's not any more questions from Mr. Concerns. And Esther, you want to check and see if anybody has any questions on Blog Talk before we
leave? Sure. I still see 5764, so I'm not sure if they have a question. I'll go ahead and bring them on.
Okay. All right. Hello? Yeah, I called in earlier.
This is Leilani.
Good morning, Leilani, again. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you guys are going to be in Chicago? Oh, no, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Everything's good. I thought she said you had another question.
No, I was just listening.
Thank you for tuning in. Okay. Thank you, Leilani. We appreciate you. We really honor having your presence in our community today. You made my heart. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, Esther, well, we're going to get ready. Thank you for handling our Blog Talk and radio show. Thank you, Love Journey family. If there's any more questions, comments, or concern, I'll give you, because they say I move too fast, so I'll give you a few minutes to star six, because I know sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than others to move in quick. They say I'll be moving so fast. Okay, so I just want to remind you that you're listening to Love Journey, Inc.
Janine?
And, yes.
I'm sorry, Esther again. I believe Jackie may be interested in the incantation for the group this morning. So, Jackie, are you there?
Jackie wants to do. Okay, come on, Jackie. Let's do it, girls. You going to lead us, Jackie?
Yes, yes. Good God morning. I was on mute. I was saying, yes, I'm here. I apologize.
All right. Before you do the incantation, I'm going to just let everybody know that this is the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine Ann Ingram, author of Born to Be Rich. And we have an opportunity for you to stay connected with the Love Journey by going to the Love Journey page and liking our page. Go to the Facebook page and like the Love Journey, Inc. Also, you can stay connected to us by following us on Twitter. Yay! You can go to 40404 and enter, follow, and hit the space bar. Love Journey number 2, all one word. Love Journey and the number 2, all one word, with the number 2 as one word as well. And send, and you will be following us on Twitter. Join us on our Twitter page so that we can, you can stay connected to how we hashtag things out. Yay! And this is our month of Manifestation March. We're going to be totally focusing our guest speakers and everyone who will be coming on. It's totally about manifestation. We have a phenomenal millionaire. You know, we get one millionaire a month who come in and give us the blueprint. And this month, his name is Manert. And he will come in, and he is an African-American young guy out of Charlotte, North Carolina, that owns several hotels. And he's going to give us his story from rags to riches and the blueprint from living a consciousness of prosperity, and teach us what it took him to do to get from one level of life to the next. I'm excited. Just to let you guys know, born to be rich. We are born to be rich in every area of our life, love, career, joy, happiness, success. And Monday, we're going to have the excitement of money with Reverend Ike. Yay! All right, I'm going to turn it over to you, Jackie. Let's do it.
Good God morning. Good God morning. Thank you so much, Lady Love, for blessing us with your beautiful lesson this morning, as you do each and every day. You know, you give us something new for us to put in our toolbox each and every day. So I thank you so very much for that. And in this right now moment, we're going to continue as we do our incantation. If you are driving, of course you can't do all that moving around, but that feeling is still there. Get up, move around, feel it. Let your body move and feel all the words that we are saying today, because when there's movement in it, woo, you can't do nothing but go forward in it. Okay, so in this right now moment, let us all take a moment. Let's unmute our phone by pressing *6 or hitting that number 1 from Vlog Talk Radio. I'm super excited. And we're going to do this incantation here, y'all, because it's all in our body. It's all in the, we get the feel of it, okay? And here we go. We're going to do this on a count of 3. 1, 2, 3, let's do it.
God's will.
God is the source. Wait a minute, I apologize. I'm going. I do not have it in front of me, and I'm like, God is the source of my unlimited supply, because that's where I was at for a moment. God's will.
Well,
wait a minute, that's not it either.
That's okay. It's all perfect. God's wealth is circulating in my life.
God's wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
I am one
with God, and God is everything.
All right, let's do it again. God's
wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth
flows through me in avalanches of abundance.
All
of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
For I am one with God,
and God is everything.
Yes.
God's wealth is circulating in my life.
His
wealth flows through me and avalanches of abundance.
All
of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
Last time, y'all, come on. God's
wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met
instantaneously
by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
Thank you. Woo! Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love. I'm with it now.
All right. Thank you, God, for all the wonderful information that was shared today. And I want to go out with our wonderful prayer for protection. And together we say, the light of God surrounds us.
The light of God surrounds us.
The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us.
The love of God enfolds us.
The power of God protects us.
The power of God protects us.
And the presence of God watches over us.
And the presence of God watches over us.
Wherever we are, God is. Three times together. Wherever we are, God is.
Wherever we are, God is.
Yes. And I want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love is a choice. And as we saw today, wealth is a choice. Dream and live your God-sized dreams and have fun doing it. You get to choose how you want to live your life. Make it amazing. Make it an amazing opportunity. And if you want to hear the replay of this call, the number is 712-432-0990. That's 712-432-0990. And the access code is 772-719. If you want to give anything to the Love Journey in terms of monetary, you can go to PayPal and go to Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com and give whatever you desire to give. Remember, your gifts are a blessing to the Love Journey, helps us move forward, and all that you give is going to help right now to move our beautiful 8th annual Sunrise Service that is coming the first weekend in Chicago of August, right here on the beach of our beautiful water, right here in Chicago, the first Sunday. And this year's theme, celebrating the sacred masculine. Thank you so much for believing in the Love Journey. Thank you for all your gifts. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your talents. Thank you for coming and listening. Thank you for bringing a friend. But most of all, thank you for being you and sharing your gifts with the world. I appreciate you. Looking forward to talking to you in the morning. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day. Go forth and be prosperous, knowing that you are not just made in the image and likeness of God, but guess what? You are the image and likeness of God. You are the image and likeness of God. That's a different vibration. So as you move through the day, remember to love yourself, embrace yourself, and operate in the knowing that you are all that God got is in. Have fun today. I love you.
Sometimes you just won't understand why life is the way it is.
Why life is the way it is.
Things don't always go the way you plan them.
The way you plan them.
But I believe, God and time are
synonymous.
Your conference recording has stopped.